Hello. Welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1. And it's my chance each week to play for you songs I love, and occasionally an oddball reading or something a little strange, which I call a wombat. And that's where I get the name of the show from, Wombats and Music. And we're coming to you from WEHC at Emory and Henry College. WEHC is FM 90.7, also streaming. If you go to ehc.edu, that's emoryhenrycollege.edu, EHC.edu, and poke around, you can find WEHC, and you can find a streaming show. So you can hear my show Mondays at 7, Saturdays at 1, from anywhere in the world. The first song tonight is from 1984. It's by John Fogerty. John Fogerty started off, became famous as the lead singer for the Creedence Clearwater Revival from 1969 to 72, 67 to 72. And then he went through a period where he did a number of strange things, small groups, and eventually ended up doing solo work starting in the 80s. And this is one of the first, off his first album. It's called The Old Man Down the Road. My wife thinks John Fogerty's voice is fantastic. I like his voice, but I like the rhythm. I like the arrangement. And interestingly, Rolling Stones rates the top 100 guitarists and the top 100 singers, and John Fogerty is in both. So although this is a little different from my usual fare, I like it.
The old man
That was John Fogerty singing The Old Man Down the Road, which he wrote. Well, sometimes I think about the kind of music I play, and some of it's secular and some of it's religious, or gospel, more likely. And it turns out that I recently ran into a show that had a lot of gospel songs on, and I liked many of them. So tonight's show is going to have a fair amount of gospel music, including the next song. Next song is by the Lonesome River Band, which is a group that started singing in 1982. It's just a classic, to me, gospel song, good melody, beautiful harmony, really a great line. And the main line is, if you're not hereafter what I'm hereafter, you'll be hereafter I'm gone. And I was thinking, you know, you could use that in a bar song, a guy trying to pick up a girl. You could use it lots of places. But here it's a gospel song, and I think really very well done. So this is Hereafter by the Lonesome River Band.
Oh, sinner, get ready, there's coming a day, and if you are not ready to go, all of God's children shall be called away, and you will be left here below. There's coming a morning, and soon it shall be, when I will be leaving for home. All of my loved ones are waiting for me, where no sorrow will ever be known. I'm here getting ready for glory, preparing for my heavenly home. If you're not hereafter what I'm hereafter, you'll be hereafter I'm gone. Soon I'll see Jesus returning last, and I feel that it's just about time. I won't have to worry about things of the past, or what I'll be leaving behind. If you left hereafter the trumpet has blown, thereafter you'll see me no more. I won't be hereafter, cause thereafter I'll be with my Lord. I'm here getting ready for glory, preparing for my heavenly home. If you're not hereafter what I'm hereafter, you'll be hereafter I'm gone. If you're not hereafter what I'm hereafter, you'll be hereafter I'm gone.
Hereafter by the Lonesome River Band. And now comes another gospel. This is Didn't He Shine by the Primitive Quartet. Now, one interesting thing about gospel music for me is that it can be greatly appreciated and recognized, acknowledged as beautiful, even if you're not a believer. I lived in the New York City area for 34 years and was active, as I've often mentioned, in a folk music group there. More than half the group were Jewish. They were the sons and daughters of the liberals of the 20s and 30s, the Wobblies and the Socialists, the Communists, and also the Woody Guthrie people. Pete Seeger was of that their parents' generation. So they grew up with this kind of music and very liberal values. And interestingly enough, even though they're Jewish, a lot of them love gospel. In fact, I sang in Isabel Goldstein's gospel group for many years, and a lot of the best gospel singers in our club were Jewish. So what that means is you don't have to believe to appreciate it. Now, if you do believe, then it has an even deeper meaning. So you can have that too. But these songs express the power of what it is to believe, and also the glory of the music that comes out of that kind of way of thinking. So this is Didn't He Shine by the Primitive Quartet.
When he came to a lowly manger, didn't he shine? When he came to a lowly manger, didn't he shine? There was just one reason why he came to earth to die. Oh, this precious rose of Sharon, didn't he shine? When Jesus cried, Father, forgive them, didn't he shine? When he cried, Father, forgive them, didn't he shine? Early on that Sunday morning, a new world was dawning. When he rose up from the grave, didn't he shine? 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 When my soul was out in darkness, didn't he shine? Oh, but when I cried for mercy, I felt his arms around me. When he saved me, hallelujah, didn't he shine? On that resurrection morning, he's gonna shine. On that resurrection morning, he's gonna shine. When he comes in clouds of glory, we'll be glad we heard the story. On that resurrection morning, he's gonna shine. Now when they crown him King of Kings, he's gonna shine. When they crown him Lord of Lords, he's gonna shine. Won't that be a happy day when at last we're home to stay? When they crown him Lord and King, he's gonna shine. Didn't he shine? Didn't he shine? Didn't he shine? Didn't he shine? When my soul was out in darkness, didn't he shine? Oh, but when I cried for mercy, I felt his arms around me. When he saved me, hallelujah, didn't he shine? But when I cried for mercy, I felt his arms around me. When he saved me, hallelujah, didn't he shine? Didn't he shine?
Didn't he shine? By the Primitive Quartet. That was clearly gospel music. And next up is clearly secular music. This is going to be about as secular as you can get and still not get out of line. This is Roger Miller. Now, you know, I'm a singer, and I'm not a first-class singer, but I love to sing. And among my idols are Harry Belafonte. I would give anything to be able to sing like Harry Belafonte. And the two others that come to mind, though, are Shel Silverstein and Roger Miller. This song's by Roger Miller. And last night I watched some of the Country Music Awards, and I don't really want to be so much a lead singer. I mean, it might be fun, but I'd love to be a harmony singer. If I weren't a harmony singer, if I had to be a lead singer, I'd like to be like Shel Silverstein or Roger Miller. And part of what I like about their songs is a sense of humor. Now, I think I have a serious side, and I write songs, and some of my songs are a little more serious. But if I could write a song like this song, Chug-a-Lug by Roger Miller, that would fulfill my life's ambitions. This is, it's just a lot of fun. It's a person having a lot of fun, and it expresses that so well. So I bring you Roger Miller singing Chug-a-Lug.
Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, make you want to holler, hi-de-ho, burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, grape wine in a mason jar, homemade and brought to school by a friend of mine after class.
me and him and this other fool decide that we'll drink up what's left. Chug a lug, so help thyself. First time for everything, my ears still ring. Chug a lug, chug a lug. Make you wanna holler, holly ho. Burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug a lug, 4-H and a FFA. On a field trip to the farm, me and a friend sneak off behind this big old barn where we uncovered a covered up moonshine still. And we thought we'd drink our fill, and I swallowed it with a smile. I run 10 miles, chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Make you wanna holler, hi-de-ho. Burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, jukebox and sawdust floor. Something like I ain't never seen. Heck, I'm just going on 15. But with the help of my finagling uncle, I get snuck in. For my first taste of sin, I said, let me have a big old sip. Right on a double backflip. Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Make you wanna holler, holly-ho. Burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag.
Chug-a-Lug by Roger Miller. Well, now comes, I guess it's a Christmas song, but I heard it just as a beautiful song. It's by Donna Ulise. She's from Hampton, Virginia. She's been a country music and bluegrass singer since 1991. She just released an album this year, and I suspect this is on it. Anyway, it's just a beautiful song. It's called Morning in Bethlehem. So I bring you Morning in Bethlehem.
Morning in Bethlehem, the sun is breaking through. I've seen the little lamb, I've heard him crying too. This glory, and I'm here to spread the news. Rise up and celebrate, celebrate his birth. The baby king is born, heaven's here on Son of Man sent down to us last night. A new day is dawning with the promise of His light. Rise up and celebrate, celebrate His birth. The baby King is born, heaven's here on earth. For now, there's been a miracle in town. Rise up and celebrate, celebrate his birth. The baby king is born, heaven's here on earth. Rise up and celebrate, celebrate his birth. The baby king is born, heaven's here on earth.
That was Morning in Bethlehem by Donna Ulise. Next up is another Christian song. This one is Swing Low Sweet Chariot, and I want to talk about it a little bit. It's probably one of the best known Christian songs in the world. I'm a song leader, and I love to lead songs. I read a quote recently about a conductor of an orchestra, and a reporter was interviewing him and said something. It was a very famous orchestra and a very famous conductor. The reporter said, "You know, you've got such talented musicians in your orchestra. I mean, they're every person in every chair is just one of the very best, and they all know the music well, and they play together, they hear each other. What do you do as a conductor? I don't understand what the conductor's job is. If you have all these talented musicians, do they really need you?" And the conductor said, "Well, let me put it this way. Each one of those musicians plays in the orchestra. Each one of them plays their instrument. I play the orchestra." Well, that's what a song leader does. The song leader's job is not to have the prettiest voice and all that stuff. The song leader's job is to play the chorus, to get the people to sing. Well, as a song leader, I often get called to lead groups who are not real singers. And trying to find a song they all know is a challenge. And here's one, "Swing Low, Sweet Chariot." You can count on almost any group of American citizens that if you have more than three or four people, at least half of them and possibly all of them will know how to sing "Swing Low, Sweet Chariot." And every group that sings gospel sings this song. However, this is a nice arrangement. I hadn't heard this arrangement before. It's a little bit ornate and fancy, but beautiful, and gets me to appreciate why "Swing Low, Sweet Chariot" is the popular song that it is.
Well, I looked over Jordan and what did I see? Coming for to carry me home. I saw a band of angels coming after me. Coming for to carry me home. Coming for to carry me home. Swing low, swing low, sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me
swing down chariot, stop and let me ride.
Oh, geez,
swing down chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord, slow and easy.
Know that I've got a home on the other side. Well, if you get there before I do,
coming for to carry me home.
Tell all my friends that I'm coming to,
coming for to carry me home.
Why don't you swing?
Swing down chariot, stop and let me ride.
Won't you swing?
Swing down chariot, stop and let me ride.
You
rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord, slow and easy.
Know that I've got a home on the other side. Well, I'm sometimes up and I'm sometimes down.
Coming for to carry me home.
But I know that my soul is a heavenly bound.
Coming for to carry me home.
Why don't you swing?
Swing down chariot, stop and let me ride.
Won't you swing?
Swing down chariot, stop and let me ride.
You
rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord, slow and easy.
Know that I've got a home on the other side. You know that I've got a home.
That was "Swing Low, Sweet Chariot." Now, the group singing that was called The Third Time Out. The third is IIIRD, and the time is TYME. They've been recording since 1991. Their last album was in 2013. I'm not sure where that recording came from. But one interesting thing is that in the write-up, it made a big deal and talked a lot about who played fiddle, who played bass, who played banjo, and how the banjo player is replaced, and this sort of thing. And yet that song was entirely a cappella. There was not one instrument in there. And they did just such a nice job. I love groups that can sing a cappella, but they are a bluegrass band with all sorts of instruments. Next up is a song that I am not sure that I'd call it secular so much as different. It was from 1968, sung by Bobby Goldsboro. It was called Honey, and it's a sad song. I won't tell you the story because I'll let you hear it as he sings the song. It was the best-selling record of 1968, sold more copies than anything else. Well, it got up to number one on the country music hit parade and number five on the regular hit parade. In Canada, it went to number one in a French version called Cherie. So the song is called Honey, and it's just an absolute... Well, tearjerker is the best term. So I let you listen. This is Honey by Bobby Goldsboro.
See the tree, how big it's grown, but friend, it hasn't been too long. It wasn't big. I laughed at her and she got mad. The first day that she planted it was just a twig. Then the first snow came and she ran out to brush the snow away so it wouldn't die. Came running in all excited, slipped and almost hurt herself, and I laughed till I cried. She was always young at heart, kinda dumb and kinda smart, and I loved her so. And I surprised her with a puppy, kept me up all Christmas Eve, 2 years ago. And it would sure embarrass her when I came in from working late, 'cause I would know that she'd been sitting there and crying over some sad and silly late, late show. And honey, I miss you, and I'm being good, and I'd love to be with you if only I could. She wrecked the car and she was sad and so afraid that I'd be mad. But what the heck? Though I pretended hard to be, guess you could say she saw through me and hugged my neck. I came home unexpectedly and caught her crying needlessly in the middle of the day. And it was in the early spring when flowers bloom and robins sing, she went away. And honey, I miss you, and I'm being good, and I'd love to be with you if only I could. One day while I was not at home, while she was there and all alone, the angels came. Now all I have are memories of honey, and I wake up nights and call her name. Now my life's an empty stage where honey lived and honey played, and love grew up. And a small cloud passes overhead and cries down on the flower bed, honey love. And see the tree, how big it's grown, but friend, it hasn't been too long. It wasn't big. And I laughed at her and she got mad the first day.
That was Honey by Bobby Goldsboro. Well, it's time to tell you who we are and what we're doing. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music on Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. Just outside of Abingdon, Virginia, we're in the southwest tip of Virginia, 100 miles west of Roanoke. I have a t-shirt that says, Virginia doesn't end at Roanoke. We're out there. Anyway, this is Wombats and Music, and each week I play for you my favorite songs, and I have more fun picking them out. It is my delight. It's my joy. So we'll continue with the show now. And next up is a song that makes me think of Abingdon. I went to the Abingdon football game last Friday night. They won. They really crushed Tazewell. In fact, they had the second string in for the last part of the game. My wife's nephew's son, Blake Andis, just ran for sheriff as my wife's nephew. And his son, Dylan, plays. And he's playing first-string defense now and playing well. I watched him closely, and he did get pulled once. He was chasing a very fast receiver downfield, and he ran over him, and it was called pass interference. Anyway, Saturday night in Abingdon and Friday night in Abingdon, it has a real small-town feel. I love it, and I like having been in the New York area for all those years, being around and watching the football game, watching the band. I knew some people in the band. I went down and talked to a young woman I had done some programming training with, and also saw other people I knew. It's just a nice small town feeling. And this song by Tom Waits is called The Heart of Saturday Night, and I think it catches part of the flavor of Abingdon. Now, Tom Waits is an interesting character, and I want to read you a quote I found that I thought worth repeating. The critic Daniel Dirtschultz described his voice as Tom Waits' voice as sounding like it was soaked in a vat of bourbon, left hanging in the smokehouse for a few months, and then taken outside and run over with a car. Well, I guess the bottom line is that Tom Waits' voice is not an ordinary voice. But this is his song, and just does an absolutely beautiful job in catching what I think of as part of the flavor of towns like Abingdon.
You gas her behind the wheel, with your arm around your sweet one, your Oldsmobile, barreling down the boulevard. You're looking for the heart of Saturday night. And you got paid on Friday, and your pockets are jingling, and then you see the lights. Get all tingling cause you're cruising with a six, and you're looking for the heart of Saturday night. And then you comb your hair, shave your face, trying to wipe out every trace of all the other days. In a week you know that this this Saturday, you're reaching your peak, stopping on a red, you're going on the green, cause tonight'll be like nothing you've ever seen, and you're barreling down the boulevard, you're looking for the heart of Saturday night. Tell me, is it the crack of the pool balls, neon buzzing, telephone's ringing, it's your second cousin? Is it the barmaid smiling in the corner of her eye? Magic or the melancholy tearing your eye? Exit kind of quiver down in the cove, cause you're dreaming of them Saturdays, the game before, and now you're stumbling. You're stumbling onto the hard Saturday night. And you gassed her up, and you're behind the wheel with your arm around your sweet one, your Oldsmobile, barreling down the boulevard. You're looking for the heart of Saturday night. Is it the crack of the pool balls, neon buzzing, telephones ringing at your second cousin, and the barmaid is smiling from the corner of her eye, magic of the melancholy tearing your eye, makes it kind of special down in the core, and you're dreaming of them Saturdays that came before. It's found you stumbling, stumbling onto the heart of Saturday night, and you're stumbling, stumbling onto the heart of Saturday night.
The Heart of Saturday Night by Tom Waits. Next is a country music song, Pure Love, by Ronnie Millsap. Ronnie Millsap was the first country musician, first blind country musician to make it big, to become a real star. He was born in Robbinsville, North Carolina, and at the age of 5, he was sent to the Governor Moorhead School for the Blind in Raleigh. And not too long after that, his instructors, when he was 7, noticed that his musical talents, and he began to really get into music and ended up having a wonderful career. And this is one of his hits. It's called Pure Love, and just a nice song and one I enjoy.
You in the morning, pure love, baby, it's pure love. 99 and 44, 100% pure love. I wake up with sunshine laying beside me, and bluebirds singing right outside my window. Soft, warm kisses, say good morning. Then I get breakfast in bed, and you know you make me so happy. With pure love, baby, it's pure love. Milk and honey and Captain Crunch, and you in the morning.
Was Pure Love by Ronnie Millsap. Well, next up is something quite different. It's called Rose Gold. It's by a group called Pentatonix. Pentatonix formed in 2011 and came to prominence the same year by winning the third season of The Sing-Off on NBC, their victory earning them $200,000 and a recording contract with Sony Music. So they won. I see a picture of them in front of me, and there are four men, one black, four white, and an attractive young woman, just one woman in the group. And they're known for their vocal arrangements, and they're all a cappella, and they do stuff for the vocal percussion and that kind of thing, something called beatboxing, which I guess is making sounds with your voice. Anyway, so this particular number is one of the most different pieces of music I've ever played on this show. It caught my attention, and I thought, you know, I like that. And I haven't had a wombat in a while. Count this as a wombat if you like, because it's kind of different.
Once upon a London street, oh oh, oh oh. Tried to play it like James Dean, cigarettes in my sleeve, oh oh, oh oh. Like a myth, the story of our lives couldn't fit in only black and white, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. If it's true that legends never die, me, you could stand the test of time. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Driving up the coast somewhere, salt water in your hair, oh oh, oh oh. Too many people on this road, we could take the canyon home, oh oh, oh. Like a myth, the story of our lives couldn't fit in only black and white. Yeah, 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 yeah. If it's true that legends never die, me, you could stand the test of time. Yeah, 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 yeah.
I said I heard a lot of gospel music recently and liked a lot of it. Here comes another one. This is called Jesus is Alive and Well, and the group that sing it is called No Speed Limit. Well, I searched the web for No Speed Limit. I could find next to nothing. I did find the fact that there's a group called Amber Collins and No Speed Limit, and about the only thing I could find was a picture of them singing at the Bristol Motor Speedway, so they must be from around here. At least they performed around here. And Amber Collins, The only Amber Collins I could find listed was Miss USA 2011. Whether this is the same one or not, I don't know. But in any case, here comes another gospel song called Jesus is Alive and Well, and I enjoy it. Jesus is Alive and Well by No Speed Limit with Amber Collins. Next up is another gospel song. This is Living by Our Savior's Grace by the Driftwood Bluegrass Band from Richmond, Kentucky. Apparently, they collected together a bunch of good musicians and created this band. And I'm a banjo player, so I always talk about frailing banjo. This is not frailing banjo. This is three-finger style, and the banjo player is a woman. That's a little different. Living in Our Savior's Grace by the Driftwood Bluegrass Band.
Bible about a man from Galilee, how he gave up his life for you and for me. Kneel down with your brother and confess of your sin, and you shall be ready when he comes again. Let Jesus Jesus guide us through the stormy sea. We shall love one another just as he loves thee. Counting our blessings with each passing day, living by our Savior's grace. Come and listen, all you sinners, and lay down your foolish pride. It's because of Jesus we are still alive. Fall down and ask for mercy, then sing his praise. Then you will be living by our Savior's grace. Let Jesus guide us through the stormy sea. We shall love one another just as he loves thee. Counting our blessings with each passing day, living by our Savior's grace. Guide us through the stormy sea. We shall love one another just as he loves thee. Counting our blessings with each passing day, living by our Savior's grace. Counting our blessings with each passing day, living by our Savior's grace.
That was Living by Our Savior's Grace by the Driftwood Bluegrass Band. Well, now we're going to some more secular music. And this is by Willie Nelson and Waylon Jennings together. By 1978, Willie Nelson and Waylon Jennings had both reached country superstar status. And they'd collaborated on a couple of things, but they'd never recorded together, partly because they sang for different labels, CBS and RCA. And so they decided they wanted to make an album together. And in a rare event of cooperation between labels, they often will not cooperate. CBS and RCA let them do it. And the result was an album called Waylon and Jennings. And on it was this song, which is called Don't Cuss the Fiddle. And you can pretty well, if you know their voices, or if you even know just Willie Nelson's voice, you will recognize which one is singing. And of course, when there are two voices, that's harmony. So this is Willie Nelson and Waylon Jennings singing Don't Cuss the Fiddle.
I scandalized my brother while admitting that he sang some pretty song. I'd heard that he'd been scandalizing me, and Lord, I knew that that was wrong. Now I'm looking at it over something cool and feeling fool enough to see. What I had called my brother on, now he had every right to call on me. Don't ever cuss that fiddle, boy, unless you want that fiddle out of tune. That picker there in trouble, boy, ain't nothing but another side of you. If we ever get to heaven, boys, it ain't because we ain't done nothing wrong. We're in this gig together, so let's settle down and steal each other's song.
I found a wounded brother drinking bitterly away the afternoon. And soon enough he turned on me like he'd done every face in that saloon. Well, we cussed him to the ground and said he couldn't even steal a decent song. But as soon as it was spoken, we was sad enough to wish that we were wrong.
Don't ever cuss that fiddle, boy, unless you want that fiddle out too. That picker there in trouble, boy, ain't nothing but another side of you. If we ever get to heaven, boys, it ain't because we ain't done nothing wrong. We're in this gig together, so let's settle down and steal each other's songs. I know that it sounds silly, but I think that I done stole somebody's song. She's a good-hearted woman in love with a good-timing man.
That was Willie Nelson and Waylon Jennings together singing Don't Cuss the Fiddle from their album Waylon and Willie. Well, you've been listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music on Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. Wombats and Music is one of the joys of my life. It's my chance each week to play for you the songs I love, and I have almost as much fun picking out the songs as I do actually playing them as we, you know, listen to them together each night. And I really get a kick out of it, and I'm glad to share this music with you. And it's some of the best music I can find anywhere. If you have a suggestion, please let me know. The time has come now for me to wish you a good week and to encourage you to do something that every week I encourage you to do this, and I hope some of you are doing it. I know I am. I forget, but then I'll remember. So I want to tell you again what I'm doing and what I hope you're doing, and that is to celebrate most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.